for public comments? Nope. Let's go ahead and change around since DJ's here and the other folks for Philip Drive is not here. DJ, you want to come on up? Now that we got you on the agenda, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
What you got for us, DJ?
Well, has everybody got a copy of the replat?
Yes.
Basically, replatting lots 3, 4, and 5 in my industrial subdivision. To lots 3R, 4R, and 5R.
And if you guys are not familiar with where that is at, it's right here, this area right here, north of town.
Okay.
Like I said, if you see the dotted line there, that's how it's platted now. They're just 100 foot wide lots all the way to the back. And the dark lines are the new, would be the new property line if I record it this way. I've had it surveyed, pins are set, but I have not recorded it because I have to have your approval and then the building owner's approval. I went through the zoning book and I've met all the setbacks and everything, so.
He just wants to change lot line, click on it.
And to be honest, this may change again. But if I get this okay and if something changes, I'll just have to go through the process again. But as long as I don't record it, then it doesn't matter. If you approve it and I don't record it, it's a moot point anyway, so.
I know it really wouldn't make a difference, but are you planning on between 4R and 3R putting a fence there?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so, because that's the front of the storage buildings.
And the front of the shop,
okay.
Right.
Any discussion on it? Any questions for DJ?
I think so. Like I said, everything looked like it was all...
Still ones written on it,
so.
Yeah, I checked all the four ratio areas and everything.
Setbacks and everything all look good, so.
So my understanding is I think we have to have just a motion to move forward the way it's drawn up.
Yep, I have a motion to accept it the way it's drawn up.
Second.
Okay.
Yep. All right, we will, at the board meeting this evening, it's already on their agenda.
Okay.
And we'll kind of give our blessing, if you will. And
okay.
Mm-hmm.
They'll make the final decision and vote on it and go from there.
Okay.
All right.
All right, I don't need to be at the next meeting then? Or?
You can if you want to.
Don't need to.
I'll be there, I'll make sure it goes,
okay.
That they
okay.
talk about it.
Okay.
Alright.
You know my phone number if you need any questions.
Yeah, if they have any questions, I think they have a phone over here. We'll just conference call.
I mean, I can be here if you need me to. I mean.
Yeah, once you come back that way, if
okay,
the board had any
questions. Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
And we can do those kinds of things first. Is that right?
What's that?
We can do those things first.
Okay. So he's on the agenda, so.
Yeah. That way he doesn't have to hang around.
Okay.
6:30 then?
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right.
I'm assuming that is Mark Jr. I'm not sure.
I don't think that's right.
Planning Commission, that is us. It's just.
Yeah. Oh.
Terrence,
yeah.
Have you done a replat with the board before?
Not since I've been on the board, we have not.
Okay.
I'll just wait
and ask Mark about
it.
There's a spot on here for the Planning Commission to sign off on it.
Nice.
So I'll just wait till Mark gets here and
yeah.
I can ask him.
I think we had one that we considered but never actually did it.
Okay. So do we want to go ahead and discuss the variance on the garage at 307 Phillip Drive? There is no one here from that address. I mean, we already have it done here. What was kind of the thoughts on that?
So it was, what's this for then? It just goes to the board then after?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we approved it, right?
Or could you discuss it for the benefit of the board members
yeah.
who might be here so that we know your thoughts on the matter?
I would love to.
I just let you read what we approved last week.
And I wasn't here last week, so I don't know what we approved.
I did drive by there today. They already have it probably 70%, 60 to 70% complete on the building of it. And it's not attached at this point.
It's not attached, okay.
So
didn't she say she was going to attach some timbers or something like that or something?
A string?
They were going to do a breezeway.
Well, they talked about a breezeway. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a doorway cut
yeah.
to where the drawing on the early building permit. There was a,
because
there is a doorway cut where they said on here it was going to be.
Because I thought they said they were going to do something like a breezeway, and that makes it unfair. I mean, I'm new to this, but don't that you said that makes it
yeah,
attached or?
Yeah, well, they wouldn't even need a variance. They,
right. Yeah. They wanted the variance so that they didn't have to have.
Got it.
Have it attached.
Okay, so. It's only, what, 6 feet, 4 feet away?
4 feet.
Yeah. So
it looks like it's a little bit further than that. I didn't go up there and measure it.
Right. But on the plan, on the sheet, yeah. It said four, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4 feet between the accessory building and the house.
Yeah, I didn't really see any issues with it.
Okay.
Like I said, that, I don't know if that's something that could be, I mean, that's kind of a small building. I mean, I understand you don't want anything huge out there, but I mean, 720, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's exceeding 750.
Right, but I mean, that for an accessory building, I mean, like a garage, sometimes it's not, yeah. not real big.
And it was where it was positioned on the property was kind of odd because it's in that cul-de-sac
right.
on that odd shape
pie,
lot too.
Yeah,
so.
Pie shaped.
Right. So we'll just present that before we make them. All right.
Terrence, do you have any questions about it?
All right, moving on, a quick one. Zoning ordinance review with Greg with MSA.
So I didn't have anything printed out. Everybody had gotten the last email with the clean copy and the tracking copy, right?
Mm-hmm. Terrence, you guys got that as well, correct?
What?
The email, I had Brandy forward it to everybody that has the clean copy and then the markup
yes.
copy of the new zoning.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So, and you've had two meetings mm-hmm. since then. So, where's the board at with the amendments? And
I didn't have any other question on it other than the making sure that there was one thing on the fee schedule. I guess there was some confusion to why decks and pools was a $10 fee marked on here, but then there's $100 next to it. Which is it?
I don't know.
So, I mean, is that something that we set?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not set in your zoning ordinance. That's.
And they just had a new ordinance in the last year for decks around properties that have pools.
Okay.
So that's probably why that was put in there.
Well, specifically fences around
pools. Yes, fences mm-hmm. around pools.
So that doesn't seem to be noted on here at all.
Fences or?
Fences by itself are on here. Okay, yeah, there's anything right. specific about fences around pools.
And I guess the way it was brought up to me was somebody had said, well, if you come in and you're going to build a fence, do you say you're going to build a deck and a fence around a pool and spend the $10? Or is it the $100? That was the...
And there's also an $425. I don't get
that. Right. And then if you look a little further down, on right under fees for accessory structures, you look at fences, it says $10. So how can we come to some quick clarity on that so we can move forward on it? Make it the same as the building or the $10 for the fence permit?
I wonder if it's like decks $10, pools $100.
Well, it also has above and below, so whenever it's below yeah. ground pools are $100, and above ground pools and decks are $10.
That needs to be spelled out a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just speculating on what these all could be.
You would probably need to go back and pull the board minutes and ordinance from when that was enacted to see if we can get any clarity from that.
See, in here it's in the ordinance itself, 8.30.060, construction of above ground fence pool of the depth capacity of 30 inches or more, or construction of a required fence for such above ground pool, or a fence for an in-ground pool shall require a building permit under Tolono Municipal Code and shall require the payment of a building permit fee for pool fences of $50. So there's our answer right there.
That was 8 point what?
30.060. It's ordinance number 18-0-16. This one right there.
Okay, so yeah, that's not. I don't think that's even in here.
I think this was done before we got the, or after they had started with that.
So this ends with 8.6.
Okay, what we'll do, I'll give this one a copy to you. And then I will get another copy.
Does that have a date?
Yes, it does.
What was the date?
5 June 2018.
Well, this isn't the zoning ordinance. This is an ordinance amending Title 8, Chapter 8.30 of the Tolono Municipal Code. Oh, I guess your zoning ordinance. Is this for the zoning ordinance, or is there a separate municipal code, 8.30, that's specific for fences? Or specific for swimming pools. I don't think it's related to this, because Article...
So there wasn't...
Article 8...
Please correct me if I'm wrong. There was not an ordinance for fences around pools until that day, until that was brought up. There was nothing in here previously.
No, there was. It's under public health and safety.
Yeah, so it's not
in
zoning.
The zoning ordinances.
Okay. So, yeah.
Well, we should make them align.
Yeah, the fee structure still should show the $50
permit. That's what it's in public safety, then that's what it should be in the fee structure.
Right.
I mean, this, the fee listing, the sheet, it doesn't even need to say zoning ordinance on it. So you're gonna have, there's lots of fees on here that have, that aren't related to your zoning ordinance.
Right. So we'll let the board deal with that.
Yep.
Bring it up tonight.
Okay.
Take us off that.
So I didn't really have much else. I mean, I kind of have some highlights. We made a lot of amendments. Kind of the highlights of what we did was we removed duplicate language regarding purpose and compliance, like the general purpose statements that are in Article 1, general provisions, kind of showed up in multiple places. We took all that out in extra articles and just consolidated it as much as possible, just Article 1. Definitions. We got rid of those from throughout the zoning ordinance and put them all in Article 2. So separate articles like signs didn't have duplicate definitions listed there that were then also in the Article 2. Revise some of the definitions to match champagne and current zoning regulations like adult entertainment, brewery, microbreweries we added, streets we got rid of, arterial collector, local streets, daycare centers we updated, signs we added some new definitions for electronic display, amended the flag definition, monument signage we have updated, temporary signage we updated, mobile manufactured home we updated that definition, and then some also the development standards for some of those, and mini warehouse we updated the definition. And then as far as districts and uses, so previously all of the information for districts was for development performance standards was in Article 3. We simplified Article 3 and took out the district definitions, took out development performance standards, and put those into individual articles for the zoning districts. So we increased the amount of articles, but we reduced the amount of overall text. So if you, if an individual is looking at what the regulations are in their zoning district, they can just go pretty much go to that zoning district and figure out what it is as far as setbacks and performance standards and all those good stuff versus having to flip back and forth between articles. The use table, we didn't really change much of anything in the use table. I did rename telecommunication tower to telecommunication tower and added some requirements that I found in the city of Champaign's zoning ordinance to match up with that. So there's been a lot of change with zoning for telecommunication towers over the last 10, 15 years. All the kind of list and table type of stuff that was in the ordinance, that all got cleaned up and actually put into tables. So it looks a little cleaner and reads a little easier. So that's throughout the whole document. Parking, Article 17, we amended some of the parking dimensions for spaces to match Champaign. Again, got rid of some duplicate language. There was some landscaping and signage type of stuff that was in that article that we deleted because it was already showing up in the signage and landscaping sections. Handicap language, we simplified. Your old ordinance had quite a bit of language in there for handicap parking requirements. We took it all out and just said you need to meet state and ADA, federal ADA requirements, because those are changing, so you're better off just stating that individuals need to meet the state and federal requirements. The required parking spaces table, some of those were amended to match city of Champaign and where they're at. signage for Article 18, again, minimal signage, outdoor signage requirements we amended, political election signs, we amended that to match up with the Illinois Campaign Sign Regulations Act that's come out since the ordinance was last approved. Landscaping, Article 19, minimal changes, some parking lot landscaping changes we made, but nothing major. It was, some of it was trees and shrubs, one per, however, we amended that to match City of Champaign again, so developers that work in both communities will get some consistency. And then the final articles, the main change was just amending everything to Planning and Zoning Board. That's for the most part. So that's kind of the highlights of the amendments, kind of the big picture view.
Did you guys have any other questions for me?
Did you ever look into, like, we had someone come with to us years ago about gun stuff, gun repair and things in their home, and
yeah,
we really never did find any, you know, at the time there wasn't really anything that specified that. I didn't know how other villages or cities handled that.
Yeah, I looked around a little bit, and it's kind of all over the place. Urbana, it looks like, has some specific requirements, and I think they actually might even require some permitting for it.
Sorry.
Other communities, I didn't really see much.
Those laws are all changing anyway.
So yeah.
It's going to be impossible to have a gun shop. Like, okay. You're a small dealer.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we had one, it's been years ago, come to us. Basically, I want to do like a gun repair type thing, and there's a lot of talk about, you know, liability and insurance and stuff and all that. And
that's all up to them. I mean, we can't stop them from having a repair shop.
Okay.
The main thing that I saw in some communities was location to schools, or those types of things. Those could be added in. Have some local authority over that.
No at-home ranges.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's something we really want to dive into. It's pretty well regulated on its own.
That's why I didn't know how that fell. Where that fell into the whole scheme of things. But.
Anything else that's come up over the last month?
I can't think of anything.
Feeling pretty good with the changes?
Yep.
Okay, good.
And then you're going to present everything to the board tonight so they can start reviewing it as well, and then they can vote on it whenever they're ready to.
Yep. I didn't see anything on the agenda for it.
I think there was something. I can double check here in a minute. All right, and Mark is not here. I had asked him to be here, the village attorney, start talking about getting paperwork together for some of the annexations just outside the village. So we can talk to him next meeting about that.
Get a fire meeting to go to.
A what?
Get a fire meeting to go to.
Okay. No new business. Anything else?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. A motion to adjourn. I don't know. You tell me.
Can you think about the new members or?
No, that'll be the board meeting tonight.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
What do you want?
Rob, Mark said it would be what, probably first of the year before you guys actually voted on the ordinances?
We'll do we have to do a hearing, not hearing, but a little special meeting.
Probably.
What it's called.
Yeah.
And announce it, invite the public, and put it for all to see. And
so how about we go. Their first meeting will be on the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make it for the 21st? Rob, is that too far out? 21st of January?
I don't think so.
Okay. Motion to adjourn until January 21 at 5:30.
Continue.
One second.
Whatever.
Well, they're continuing this.
Can we?
It's a continuation.
What's
continuing?
Yeah, that's right. Never mind.
That's the same agenda to do.
Continue until.
Do you want me to continue or adjourn?
You do however you
continue.
Want to.
Continue.
I'm really not good at the whole public meeting thing, so the two of you are bickering over
here. No, we're not bickering. You go.
Continue until the next meeting.
Are you having the exact same agenda at the next meeting, or are you expecting that there may be other stuff?
There may be other stuff between now and January 21st.
So you're adjourning today's meeting.
Okay.
And then the next meeting, you're just also
setting
your
next
meeting.
Setting the
next
meeting, yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Everybody's happy.
Okay, go ahead.
What he said.
What he said, yeah.
Second.
Somebody second, thanks.
Finally, somebody uses it.